One of my favorite things to do here on the Oregon coast, and I know this is a favorite activity that I share with many of you, is to go for a long walk on the beach and in the process to just look for some rocks. Those beach rocks are so amazing. Rocks tumbled by the waves, their rough edges worn off, their colors gleaming in the water. And of course, agates. They can look so ordinary until you hold them up to the light. And when the light shines through, their beauty is revealed. The water and the light show us the true essence of those rocks. Well, in Jesus' transfiguration, which we hear about in the gospel today, Jesus' true essence is revealed. It's not that he becomes someone else. Is it who he has been all along is apparent. The disciples couldn't see it before. But now, in the light of God's presence, Jesus' true nature is apparent. And there, in the presence of this glowing Christ, the disciples see what God created all of us human beings to be. It's not just Jesus. That's who we're supposed to be, too. That's what God meant for us as God's children. There on the mountain, Jesus talks with Moses and Elijah about his departure. But the Greek word there is exodus. And yes, it does mean exodus. About his exodus that he is about to accomplish, about to fulfill in Jerusalem. Jesus is leading his followers on a journey toward freedom. He is leading them on a journey to become their true selves. But to get there, as God reminds those disciples, they need to listen to him. They need to obey him. And Paul says, picking up on this imagery and on the imagery of Moses, whose face glows in the presence of God, all of us are being transformed into the same image, into that image of Christ, from one degree of glory to another. Now, sometimes growth and change happen quickly. I was just talking with my daughter Annie yesterday, and she was telling me about my grandson Christopher. She said, last Sunday, they went to put the shoes on him to get ready for church, his size 6 shoes that he had been wearing quite comfortably. And of course, at that very inconvenient time in the last minute rush, they discovered that his feet would not go in his shoes. They could not get them in. So they dressed him in his snow boots, and then at church he wore his socks. And then they went on a shopping trip this week, and surprise, surprise, he had been wearing size 6 shoes, but now he's wearing size 10s. And he skipped a clothes size, too. Yeah, you know, nice little cost savings. He had a serious growth spurt. And Annie said, you know, she'd noticed that he was chunking up a little bit, the way that kids do. His face was a little, you know, poofier than it had been. But boy, he did some serious growth. You know, and sometimes that happens to us, too. We grow spiritually in those sudden spurts. But most of the time, transformation happens so slowly that we can't even see it. I mean, I invite you to throw a rough, unpolished rock out into the ocean and watch it getting tumbled. The water may bring out some colors you didn't see before, but it's not going to change much while you sit there watching. Change will take some serious time. That's what the disciples discover when they come down the mountain, isn't it? You know, they want to be like Jesus now. And they try to heal someone, and it doesn't go so well for them. Yeah, it doesn't happen. And interestingly, Jesus is pretty frustrated with the slow pace of change, too. Did you pick that up? But you know, if you read the sequel to Luke, if you read the book of Acts, you discover that those same disciples are doing those miracles that they weren't able to do right at this moment. The change happens. The Spirit comes on them and transforms them. But it takes time. It takes time. Wanting our own transformation can be discouraging. It can feel as if absolutely nothing is changing. There have been many weeks when I got up here during the confession, and I realized that I was confessing the same thing that I had confessed the previous week. I can see that that is not true for any of you. Those things that we struggle with that don't just go away because we wish them once, because we confess them once. Our habits are hard to change. But over time, with persistence, we see God at work within us. We see the truth of change and growth. You know, that baby who spends all its time sleeping, crying, and eating. And as you're caring for that baby and your exhaustion, you just feel like, this is endless. And then all of a sudden, the baby's a toddler. How did that even happen? And then that toddler has somehow become an adult. In the day-to-day-to-day, you didn't see the change. But suddenly you're standing there going, oh my goodness, it feels like yesterday. Change comes. Change comes one day at a time, even 1 minute of time at a time. For most of us, that's the pace of transformation. It may be imperceptible. We may get discouraged because it seems like nothing is happening. But it is real. Sometimes we have growth spurts when we see the change happening almost before our eyes. But for most of us, it takes a lifetime. It takes a lifetime to perceive that we are being transformed into the image of Christ. And how does that transformation happen? Well, we need to spend intentional time in God's presence, letting the light of God shine on our faces. We need to take communion and take Christ's life into us. We got to pray. We have to listen. We have to obey. And repeat. I went to visit my sister and her family for my niece's wedding this last weekend. And there was a sign on my sister's kitchen cabinet that I really, really liked. And I actually asked her to take a picture of it and send it to me. It says, start by doing one push-up. Start by drinking one cup of water. Start by paying toward one debt. Start by reading one page. Start by making one sale. Start by deleting one old contact. Start by walking one lap. Start by attending one event. Start by writing one paragraph. Start today. repeat tomorrow. That's the way change happens, isn't it? One small step. One small step. One lap. One drink of water. One choice. Repeat tomorrow. We are about to enter into Lent. This Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. And you will be invited once again to take intentional time to journey toward God. I invite you, one day at a time, let the Spirit transform you. One day at a time, let God's light shine through you. You have been washed in the water of baptism. You have had a glimpse of what your true colors are. You have been named as God's own beloved children. Let God's light shine through you and reveal what God created you to be. Amen. Amen.